Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that Jane and Jean are here. Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Jean Wilcox are with us. They're the co-authors of a book that I've told you about many times on this show, Abelard's ABCs of Branding. They're the folks who use farm animals and other creatures to help people like you and me understand branding a little bit better, a little more intuitively. And they're here to talk to us about some other important things. Jane, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here as well, and it's good to have you guys here. And it always makes me smile when I think about Abelard and all the animals, all the critters in your branding book. But today you're not here to talk necessarily about branding. You want to talk about networking. Now, what's up with that?
Well, we've been doing some serious looking at networking, and one of the things is there's a big rise in the number of networking events people go to, and what we wanted to do is talk about some of the things you need to consider as you put together your program for generating business from networking.
You know, well said, Gene, and I completely agree with you. Jane, I don't know if you guys remember me saying this, but in 1998 or 9, probably a year or so before you guys started joining me, on this show, I made a prediction. I said that in the 21st century, you would need to know, in addition to all the other things that you need to know how to do to be successful in a small business, in the 21st century, you're going to have to know how to do three things very, very well. Number one is you're going to have to be able to leverage technology. Number two is you're going to have to be be good at networking. And number three, you're going to have to be able to build strategic alliances.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Jane?
I think you're dead on it. I think you've got it.
Well, that was a long time ago, and I think that becomes true every day. Gene, what about that you talked about all these different networking events. Have you got anything in mind in particular?
Well, there are all kinds of networking events.
People often do when they go networking is they kind of take a random approach.
Right.
You got to treat networking as you would any other kind of sales channel.
Mm-hmm.
And treat it as what do you expect to get back? Are the organizations actually the right ones? And how do you find this out? You know, do you determine what the bar is to actually actively participate in a networking organization for your business?
Jane, one of the things that I have when I've talked to other networking experts on the show, we've talked about the importance of having the right attitude when you go into a networking situation. What do you think, Jane?
I think attitude is actually everything, and often people go in trying to close a sale on the first meeting, and that's just not the way to go. You know,
go ahead.
You know, it just doesn't work that way.
The concept, right? Ivan Meisner is the president, the founder of Business Network International,
mm-hmm.
and a good friend of ours, and he says to always remember this. When you're trying to develop a networking a frame of mind, he says, givers gain.
That's yeah. right.
Jane, what do you think?
Be more.
Well, I think that's absolutely true, because as the more when you give people and you're free with referrals and information and you help people with their business, that I it comes back to you because people think of you as
Gene, we're losing you.
Person.
Right, right. One of the things that you know, just thinking about some of the different areas of some different networking opportunities, the first one I think of, Jane, is the Chamber of Commerce. What do you think about that?
You have to be careful with the Chamber of Commerce in that some chambers are small and some are large. For example, we pay attention to the Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce and also some of the smaller ones like the South Jersey and the Cherry Hill. And each chamber has its own flavor. And depending on the size of your business, you're going to want to look at which chamber you should be paying most attention to. For example, if you're largely paying attention to bigger businesses, then you're going to want to belong to and pay attention to bigger chambers of commerce. And if you're paying attention to smaller businesses, then maybe some of the smaller local chapters are the right place for you.
There are other
people start a business, they kind of randomly do this, and what you have to do is get really good at what the right kind of organization for you is.
Many chambers, even the larger ones, have, if they are larger chambers, they actually are stratified into at least two layers. One is activity focused more on the larger companies, and then they also have a small business sector for a section group that focuses just on small business, and a lot of times they get together, and so it doesn't have to be either or. Sometimes it could be both and.
Yes, right. It can be.
Right. But again, it gets down to setting objectives for your networking. Because what I found within our own networking is there are some organizations that I've gone to where I've really hooked up with a lot of people that are great suppliers for us and our business and partners in doing business, but not necessarily potential customers.
Right.
And there are other organizations that I go to that I actually can meet, have a better chance of meeting customers. So it's really a question of focusing my energy in the places that's going to bring me the most business.
Well, shouldn't you really think about networking instead of developing? When I think about networking, I don't think about building business. I think about making contacts and over time building business from those contacts and connecting
right.
the dots between those contacts. What do you think about that, Jane?
I think one of the biggest problems that people have going into networking is they expect too much too fast.
Yeah.
And they really need to understand that it is about building the relationships, which in the long term is what brings you business.
Right. Well said. Stand by, ladies. We're going to take a quick break. Jean, give us your website before we go to the break.
Our website is www.cattlelogos.com.
Cattlelogos.com. I told you there was a cow in there, folks. Quick break. Right back with Dr. Jean and Dr. Jane. They're the authors of Abelard's ABCs of Branding. It's 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Through this world, nothing can stop a Jupiter.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Jean Wilcox, the co-author of Abelard's ABCs of Branding. And we're talking about networking, but we're just about ready to put networking and branding together. And Jane, I'd like for you to help us with that. How is it that when we're thinking about networking, when we're in a networking scenario or event or our environment, whatever it might be, whenever we're thinking about our networking strategy, what is it? How do we blend networking and branding together?
Well, one of the elements of branding is to be very, very consistent about what it is your company is doing and presenting a very consistent message about what your company does. And so if other people are going to be referring people to you, they need to be able to know what it is that you do and say it very concisely.
So, Jane, you're saying that if we want people, if we want our networking compatriots, so to speak, the people who know us, our contacts, if we want them to help us with our business, which they want us to help them and we'd like them to help us, we need to make it easy for them. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, and part of that is a lot of networking is verbal, and so people are going to have to be able to tell their colleagues what it is that you do. So you need to have a very, very clear message, and it needs to be very consistent.
And Gene, it also needs to be brief, doesn't it?
Yes, it needs to be brief because that's the only way people are going to remember it. And it has to be clear enough so that people really know what you do, so that when they're talking to someone else, they can say, oh, I've talked to this person at an event, and this is what they do, and maybe you should call them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that you're consistent and you're very clear about what you say about yourself.
Jane, when people think about you, they ought to be able to completely understand what you do in really just 2 or 3 seconds, shouldn't they?
Yeah. They need to be able to know exactly what it is we do in 2 or 3 seconds and in a very few quick phrases. And, for example, what we did is we worked really hard so that we can basically put branding into just a few letters of the alphabet, which is what we did in our book,
mm-hmm.
with A, B, and C being the most important.
Right.
Right. So well, that really applies in networking as well.
I had a consulting company one time, and one of the smartest things, I haven't had a lot of great ideas in my life, but I had one good idea, I think, because my little tagline for my consulting business was that I was a vice president you could rent.
That's good.
That's
and
great.
So, and that people picked up on that, and I got a lot of referrals because of that.
Yeah, I mean, basically, that's exactly the kind of thing you want to give people is, in just a very few words, that they can relate what is it that you do and what is the benefit to them.
Right, right.
And all too often people go into too much detail and then no one can, or they try to say that they can do anything. And if you can't, then the people that are trying to refer you can't really focus in on what it is you do so well.
Well, Gene, the people who are part of your networking group, they don't want to have to work that hard, do they?
No.
To help you.
None of us want to work that hard, Jim. I mean, I don't want to figure things out anymore. I want somebody to tell me exactly what it is that I need to do.
Right.
And it goes for networking and business as well. Don't make me figure out what you do or figure out how to help me. Tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Just be right up front with it.
Okay, and so the branding message, a lot of times people are really good at doing the business that they're doing, but they're not good at the branding message. How do you recommend we get help with that?
Well, first thing they could do is give us a call.
Yeah,
we get help that. The second thing to do is to think very, very clearly. If someone else has 1 minute to tell somebody about your business, what is it you want them to say?
Mm-hmm. And really, you need to get it into like 10 seconds more than a minute, don't you?
Yeah, but we'd start with the minute, you know?
Yeah.
Because if they start with the 10 seconds, what we found is people tend to try and go for a pithy statement that isn't that good, and you bring it into the pithy statement.
Right.
You know, you take some work. And what we do is we basically ask them, you know, to come up with, what is it, if you can remember one thing about you, what is it you want them to remember?
And by the way, Gene, if someone did want to contact you to get you to help them with their branding message, how would they do that?
They can contact us through our website, or they can call us at 215-732-1553. And
give us
talk to people on the phone. We can do a lot of work, you know, remotely today because of the internet and all the tools that are available.
It's amazing the work you can do virtually these days. Give us that website again, please.
www.cattlelogos.com. That's CATTLELOGOS.
And the book is called Abelard's ABCs of Branding. That's available wherever books are sold, right?
It's available on Amazon.com.
And they can find it and more about it at the website, too. Thanks, Dr. Gene. Thanks, Dr. Jane, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Bye, ladies. Quick break. Right back with David Dossi. He's an intellectual property attorney. Have you ever met one of those guys? Well, you're about to. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.